writing in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Hey folks, we're back. In studio guests today, and you don't think this is going to happen in your neck of the woods? Well, you better think again. Barbara Samuelson, she's running for 50 through 52 district down here in Williamson County.
District 52.
Thank you. District 52.
B-52.
B-52.
That stands for Barbara, of course.
And we've got Sal Costello in. And Sal, you're a marketing guy. You have your own company down here in Central Texas, and you told me during one of the breaks that... you just got out there, you got tired of seeing what was going on, and you just wanted to fight that part of the tolling thing in your neck of the woods, in your street. So you got involved in that, and I said to you, one road leads to another, and here you find yourself enmeshed in this whole thing that has gone statewide. It used to be called Austin Toll Party. Well, that still exists, but they've updated that, and it's now... Texas, okay? It's just not Austin Toll Party. It's TexasTollParty.com. And is Mike on the line here in Indiana? What's your governor's name up there, Mike?
Mitchell Daniels Jr.
Well, what a heck of a name.
He is. He used to be the chief financial officer for Eli Lilly, if that tells you anything.
Oh.
I mean, this guy is connected times a thousand.
Well, I got to tell you, Indiana, that state up there, I have never liked that state. The politics are dirty there. It's very strong Amish in that state. I don't even like your state cops. They think that there's something out of Hitler's SS regime.
Oh, yeah, and it's gotten. I mean, since this guy, he's in his second year of his regime, and I'm telling you, this guy is coming on like a freight train down the tracks. He's got the same MO that you people are facing down there, and I mean...
I'll tell you what, if you can do this, if you can compile some of that information and go to the websites down here, TexasTollParty.com,
okay.
Whose email is on that? Is yours on there, Sal?
Yeah, people can email me at sal@TexasTollParty.com.
Okay. Can you do me a favor and relay some of that information so they can demonstrate to people that this is just not a Texas problem here? We need to spread this nationwide. There's got to be other people in other states that get on board with this thing to stop this, because this is a project that's nationwide. This is planned nationwide. Mike?
I've got a letter here in our little local paper that was, it's a form letter that he's probably sent out all over the state, really, really talking this thing up. I'm not hearing anything positive yet. The Democrats are really nervous, which of course they are, not because it's wrong, but because they didn't have probably a chance to think of it first.
Well, no, they just don't. They're not getting their cut of the pie.
Right.
This is a Republican thing.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm telling you, this is real, and I'll let you go. This guy is holding major road projects hostage up here. If he doesn't get this through, as you know, John, from being from Michigan, I-69 goes as far as Indianapolis.
Right.
They've been talking for years extending that from Indianapolis southwest to Evansville, Indiana, because right now there's no easy way to get there. This governor was wanting to make that a toll road.
As well. I'll tell you what, if you would, Mike, send me that information
so we can
include that on their website down here to demonstrate to people it's going nationwide. Thanks. We got a break. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Tell you what, 800-313-9443. You folks in Austin down here, there were scads of you the other night. And it was a good thing to see at the Truth Seekers meeting. But I've got news for you. You want to know why I went off last week, this past week, rather? Folks, we used to have meetings like this. We had 10 times, 15, 20 times the numbers that we had down there the other night. We used to be speaking in front of 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 people at a clip. Where has your desire gone to be free? Okay, we're talking about toll roads here and unfair taxation. That's basically what this boils down to. We have eminent domain that they think that they can just roll in wherever they want to. And for a privately funded, this is not state funds, this is privately funded stuff. We're talking toll roads here. This is the model for America. So are you people awake out there? Are you listening?
I just want to mention, remind folks that this is the privatization and the tolling of your public highways. These aren't regular toll roads. This is some scary stuff, and they're going to be able to track and trace you. They're going to be able to charge you for roads you've already paid for.
Issue tickets by mail if you're speeding in between transponders.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to wonder if you're going to get lucky or not with a police officer catching you speeding or
now,
not.
Now, see, just as a little side note, before there was problems doing that because who is the transgressor here? Is it the car that's the transgressor because they don't have a picture of the driver? You don't necessarily get a clear shot of the driver, and they just mail a ticket to whoever that car is registered to.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, I'm sure there'll be added penalties here because not everybody updates their driver's licenses. You know, they always tell you the Secretary of State or whatever it's called in your state, DPS down here in Texas, they'll tell you that, you must keep your information updated. Well, if you move and you forget to tell the licensing people, I'm sure there'll be a hefty fine behind that one also.
It's also the first licensing entity that I've run across that required, absolutely required, my Social Security number.
Well, folks, we're talking about RFID here. We're talking about tracking your movements. They will be able to see where you are going anywhere in the United States. Does that spell freedom and liberty to you? The right to travel, the right to check out your state constitution. You know, you got the freedoms there, but they're telling you, you know, for taxation purposes and we don't have the money, we've just got to do these things.
Or for future planning, we need to know where you are.
Well, I mean,
look, they can't do the planning well enough right now. This is just a cop out.
Forgive me for saying this, but if we had 40 million less illegals in this country right now, would the roads be, would they be less impacted? I'm sure they would be.
And we'd have a whole lot more tax money coming in if they were legal.
Well, don't careful what you ask for there, Barbara. Well, George wants to give these people citizenship.
Amnesty.
Yeah, amnesty. Yes. But, you know, traffic, folks, we all do this every day. We've done this for years. We all grouse about it. We don't like it. We do like it. You know, we spend hours of our lives in cars listening to radio. And, I mean, we've made it our home away from home. We've always viewed this as kind of our own little spaceship, you know, kind of an extension of our property from our home. And it was kind of an inviolate kind of a thing. Well, not anymore. Okay, so start thinking in terms of what we're discussing here. Sal, how exactly did you put that? You said that this...
What they're doing is they're privatizing and tolling our public highways. And basically, traditional toll roads, real quickly, are whole new routes. And when you pay a toll, it pays for that new route, and you have a choice. You could drive the toll road or the public expressway. What they're doing here is they're taking all our expressways and they're tolling them. This is happening here in Central Texas, all across Texas. They've changed our laws to make this happen, and it's happening in Indiana. I've read about the last caller's governor, Indiana. I see it in California, Colorado. They're talking about it in Ohio. So this is they're starting here, and this is happening all throughout Texas and the country. And what we did, our group at TexasTollParty.com, and please, if you want to know more about this, go to TexasTollParty.com, is we actually stopped the first privatization and tolling of our public highways with William Cannon at MOPAC. That's the one near my house. That's where I started. And we that road opened up in 2005 as a free road because we fought for it. We've also stopped 11 more that were coming down in another plan. We stopped 281 in San Antonio with a recent lawsuit. So we've had good success, and it's taken a lot of organization and people getting involved. And that's why it's so important for people that are in Williamson County to please step up, go to votebarbara.com, get involved, because if we can stop Cruzy with all his special interest money, with grassroots, this can be huge.
And it really does work, folks.
And it'll send a message to the other looters that they can't just get away with ignoring the people.
Now, Barbara, you lived in Colorado for a number of years.
20 years.
You're a strong Second Amendment advocate.
Absolutely.
And if you would tell the people what you were able to accomplish with just this ragtag, a bunch of people didn't have deep pockets, didn't have any money at all. What were you able to do in Colorado?
It was a core of 15 people, and every time the legislature introduced any gun control bill, those 15 people were notified immediately. And that weekend, we would go to an office building and get on the phones and call our designated list. It was a phone tree. We would call people. They had a list to call. They would call people. They had a list to call. And they would call people. And we bombarded the legislature with faxes, emails, phone calls, and personal appearances. We stopped every single gun control bill that was introduced in Colorado. Every single one. No. I testified in front of the Senate panel frequently, again, elbow to elbow with Pat Pascoe from Denver, and we stopped them all.
Well, and folks, if you're a gun enthusiast out there, or you believe in the Second Amendment, or you opted not to have any guns, we're not talking about guns here. We're talking about toll roads, okay? But I wanted you, Barbara, to use that as an example, because when you told me the other night at this meeting what you were able to do in Colorado with, I mean, if
15
you,
people.
You had
15
no...
people started it, and it's exponential. You just, there are people who care. They take it seriously, and we act on it.
Part
we don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk.
And part of the problem has been that nobody has been able to really get any traction doing anything because we're all so disorganized. We're all grousing about something. We know things are terribly wrong, but there's no avenue, no mechanisms in which people can come together, and then they can express their concerns and then start taking direct action. Because
Absolutely.
As you say, you know, if you're going to walk the walk or talk the talk, you better walk the walk.
Absolutely.
I'm tired of talking about the problems. I want to see things start being accomplished to defeat what we're witnessing every day.
It doesn't take much, and you can learn how to do it. VoteBarbara.com by volunteering, because we're putting the exact same implementation into effect right now. My husband is a computer programmer. It's a very simple program he wrote to break up the information of who to call and who is responsible for what calls, and it works great. It doesn't require that you spend 10 hours a day on the phone. We're talking about calling 25 people.
And you can also, since he's in computers, you're talking about phone calls, you can have trees for emails.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, folks, come on. Here's some people who stepped up to the plate, concerned citizens. I didn't see you guys rolling here in chauffeur-driven Rolls Royces. You don't have deep pockets. You're working stiffs like I am. But here's to demonstrate, ladies and gentlemen, when we see what's going on out there, the only thing we have to do is group together with like-minded people and then start taking the direct action. That is the key to this.
Don't believe you can't make a change.
Well, and
don't believe you have no effect.
Barbara, you've heard this a million times in your life. You can't fight City Hall.
Oh.
And I've always said this. If enough of us band together, you can literally pick up City Hall right off its foundation. You can move it wherever you want to.
John, one of the reasons I'm running is because I went to school up in Canada for film, and those people were so beaten down and so browbeaten with every law that they had to do, every aspect of their life, whether it's getting insurance for their car, which is issued by the state, or everything. They just have to stand in line. They get 60% of their check taken away from them immediately. And I'd be talking with them at the dog park, because I walk my dog, and they said, there's nothing we can do. Well, that just...
Song of the damned.
That just boiled my blood. I said, I can't... How can you think that? Well, they had been trained to think that. By the time I left, after 4 years, not only did everyone in my apartment building know one another, and everyone at the dog park know one another, because you typically only know the dogs' names and not the people's names, but I made sure everybody knew their name. We were having dinner. We had meetings. They were taking back their city and their state, their province.
Well, and the conditioning, and you're exactly right, and this is the trap that has been laid, that it's you have been trained to believe that you cannot fight the money powers. You cannot fight that entity.
It's our money.
It's our lives they're screwing around with.
Absolutely.
And we...
They work for us.
And in this country, we the people means us.
Us.
We're the government.
Of the people, by the people. And that's where I'm talking to every single listener out there. It is by each and every one of us. You.
And I want to mention, some folks might say, well, what's so bad about these toll roads? And we've already talked about that these aren't regular toll roads. They're basically taking our public highways. CAMPO, Central Texas Metropolitan Planning Organization, asked the public, what do you think about this toll plan? We want your feedback. Well, they extended the feedback for one whole month, and 93% of the people said, no, we don't want it. They voted for it anyway.
Yeah, but that's what I ask you,
yes,
about Prop 1.
I got you.
Prop 1 was worded in such a way, and it was couched in something,
yes,
that people were led to believe that they needed.
Yes.
But right in the body of that was the toll roads, and they voted.
Yes.
So much for representing.
Actually, it wasn't even in the body.
It wasn't even in...
No. It didn't say, we're going to take your public highways and toll them.
Well, that's the other thing. They don't put... There's no law that says you have to put the actual wording of the amendment, proposition, or whatever on the ballot.
Well, a friend of mine wrote this out the other day. He said, justice, mercy, and good faith. This is the foundation of the law. It is also the essence of love. Can we love a politician? Only if he's honest.
Only if they represent you.
There you go.
Representative.
We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
All right, we're back. Richard in Austin. Richard, what's on your mind?
Hey, John. Thanks for having Sal and Barbara on.
Yes.
And a shout-out to that guy from Indiana. That toll road agreement up there, part of the deal is no limited access freeways to be built within 10 miles of the Indiana Turnpike. And the Australian firm that's involved with that, I'm pretty sure, is Macquarie. But anyway, Sal has put together one awesome website. There's a lot of great websites in the Patriot community. His website takes it to the next level. Right as you log on the homepage, boom, you can send 200 emails to Texas officials, old Fish Al, and in one shot, 200 emails, and you can add your comments on there. It's just awesome. You can download all kinds of activist flyers and brochures off of it, and you can keep up to date with all the news around the state on it. But, hey, I was wondering if you guys could talk about the template that a lot of these tollers are using, and that's that State Road 91 over in California.
Yeah, I think the road you're talking about, it was actually the first public highway to be privatized and tolled. And they had this non-compete agreement, which is similar to the one he just talked about, where they couldn't actually fix the alternative lanes down below. And it, they became so damaged that it was unsafe, and the state wanted to fix them, but they couldn't. Then they were in this liability issue. So they ended up buying back the toll road from the company that bought it from the state. And it just it was just such a waste of money.
Well, California is being besieged, and they're drowning in debt out there.
Yeah.
And the real core issue, what we're talking about here, is responsibility.
Yes.
You know, who's responsible? Who's delegated to do what, and how far can they go? Well, all these lines have been erased. It's not, and it seems to be anymore.
Who reports to whom?
Yeah, exactly. And who's, you know, who's culpable? Who's responsible? You know, got to have a name, connect it to whatever. But it seems anymore, it used to be that in political circles, that you had to have the game pretty well fixed, and you had to have the consensus of the people, and we'd schmooze, and we'd politicize, and we'd do whatever we have to do. Now what they're doing is unprecedented in American politics. I have never seen anything like this before. There is major money here, but they're cutting off the avenue. Folks, this is supposed to be our system. This is our government, and they're excluding us from us. They're not telling us the truth. They're lying directly at us. It doesn't matter.
They're filing lawsuits to keep us from knowing.
Yes, and you know, this is the front line of this fight in Texas. There are two front, well, actually in Central Texas, there are two front lines. One is Barbara's race, and you can learn about it at votebarbara.com, where she wants to take out, and we need to dump Cruzy here in Williamson County. And then the other race in Central Texas is a Precinct 2 County Commissioner. Karen Sunlightner is the toller queen. She has helped move hundreds of millions of dollars worth of our public highways into a tolling plan. And you've got Sarah Eckhart, who is running against her, a former prosecutor. She is working fantastically with us and against this double tax plan. And so those are very important. If you want to know, we're going to have a full list of a number of candidates throughout all of Texas. If you want to get on the list, go to TexasTollParty.com, send a message to Governor Perry on that first page. You'll get on our list, and our endorsement list will be coming out very soon. Barbara will be on it, Barbara Samuelson, Sarah Eckhart will be on it, as well as a number of other number of other officials we need to get elected in this primary. And the beautiful thing about the primary is not a lot of people go vote. So your vote and your family and your friends can be a huge, huge help to get rid of some of these tollers.
And listeners, if you're not in Williamson County, write letters to your editors. Write letters to all the editors in the nearby vicinity. Tell them how you feel and why.
Well, and the Austin Un-American Statesman, I've been... I don't get their paper. I'll buy the Sunday paper only for the coupons, but I don't buy the paper. But I do make sure that I at least look at a copy every day. And what they've done with this toll issue, I mean, who's bought off here at the Austin Un-American Statesman?
Yeah, they've actually quieted down a whole bunch on this toll issue. Ben Weir had a great article last week, which was, "Hey, buddy, want to buy a toll road?" which is a great article. But
I read that.
I actually put an op-ed piece in today, and I'm hoping it gets in, but I put in others that they haven't put in. My op-ed piece is actually about this independent review that's happening in Central Texas, and the tolling authority is a part of the – this is like Enron auditing Enron. The tolling authority is helping to do this independent review, and they've hired a company called URS, and URS has produced traffic forecasts for toll roads across the country that have failed. I mean, it is unbelievable. The Camino Columbia Toll Road that just failed recently here in Texas, one of the biggest boondoggles to happen, URS did the forecast. They forecasted, I think it was like $14 million in the first year that they would make, and ended up making $500,000. The thing went belly up. They've done over six toll roads in Florida that have failed because of URS.
When this thing goes belly up, where does it revert back to?
Well, that you know, they'll probably taxpayers will have to foot the bill.
That's
then they'll
the
sell it. Then they'll sell it to another private
they'll,
company.
They'll just resell
the
it.
The bonds go belly up, and taxpayers have to keep making the payments. I've got an article here from Forbes.com, 2001. They're talking about a bridge being built in Florida, and it would never have been built at all if it were not for the seal of approval it received from URS Corporation of San Francisco, one of a handful of consultants that specialize in traffic projections for public projects. They projected 6,500 cars would drive over the bridge daily and pay what is now a $2.50 toll. Promoters flogged $95 million in bonds to finance the project. Today, only 3,500 cars a day use the bridge.
Half the projected amount. We'll take the break. We'll come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Uh-oh. I see the Round Rock police. They're lining up in the parking lot across the way here.
Hey, they may be out of a job, though, with those transponders.
Well, Oh, now they're moving. They must have been listening to the show. They just both moved out here. At any rate, you have, you've got a little project tomorrow. And for you people out there that need a little exercise, and more than just bodily exercise to get your blood flowing here, how about stimulating yourself mentally? How about connecting with like-minded people and getting involved in a little project that Barbara Samuelson is putting together here to do her campaign here in Williamson County? Explain to the folks what you're going to be doing tomorrow morning.
We're going to be walking and passing out flyers about my campaign and about what's going on in Williamson County. And we're all meeting at 9:30 in the morning at the corner of Lewis Hanna, which is Highway 45, and I-35 in the McDonald's parking lot.
All right.
And that's to get rid of a special interest politician, Mike Creasy, and replace him with a real person Barbara Samuelson.
And
that's right.
And this is under the shadow of the flyovers for 45, the toll road down there.
Yes, the toll road that only lets you go north on 35 and not south.
All right. 800-313-9443. And what we're talking about today here, folks, is a program that is going nationwide. Now, do you think that these governor's meetings that they have in Washington, D.C., that's just where the good old boys get together and just have a good time? Or that actually get up there and plan national strategies? Governor's meetings? No, it's like marching orders meeting is what it is. And a lot of these governors evidently have been in on these meetings. They have the plan, and this is either in motion in your state right now, or it's in the planning stages near completion, and it's going to be rolled out on the unsuspecting public. Folks, what we're talking about here is, and especially here in Central Texas, for the people, well, it's for business and to get people moving from one area to another quickly as possible. Look, that's all fine and dandy. We understand that we have traffic problems out there, but there are solutions outside of building mega highways that they're going to charge you. And what's some of the figures that that you guys have come up with on this toll issue? What's it going to cost people to drive on these toll roads?
Well, we figure that, and here's the scary part, the folks that are going to charge us for the roads we've already paid for. And by the way, these roads are being built, and they're going to open up whether they're free or tolled. So it's not like we don't get these roads. They've been building them for years with our tax dollars, and last minute they want to slip these toll booths on. But we figure it's... They've given estimates of 10 to 15 cents, but then their report comes out and it shows that the real estimate per mile, the real estimate when they give out to the information of the bondholders, it's more like 44 to 64 cents, and the comptroller found one $1 a mile. So even if you look at the lower numbers of less than 44 cents, you're talking about thousands of dollars a year, and that's to drive to work, school, play, and shop.
Wait a minute. If I want to go from Austin, Texas to Dallas, Texas, which is what, 250 miles? And let's just use a nice round figure, and let's use that dollar. To make a round trip, it would cost me $500 to do it?
Well, right now, they are looking at part of I-35, of tolling part of I-35. But what we're sort of focused on is the Trans-Texas Corridor, and we're focused on shifting our public highways to tollways. But, yes, this is very costly. The problem here is there's no accountability. These unelected people in the regional mobility authorities that select how much we pay for these roads we've already paid for.
Because they get a slice of the pie.
What she means is they're giving out no-bid contracts to themselves and their friends. That's what the comptroller's report says. Look at TexasTollParty.com. The report is there. But these folks basically are unelected. So they select how much we're going to pay to go to work, school, and play, and shop. And that's not accountable. That's not good government. That's just not...
Well, this ain't Canada, where you give up 60% of your paycheck out of one highway robber association or another. Folks, this is supposed to be America, okay? This is insane. As I talk about this, I still can't believe we're talking about this.
It is insane, but here's the beautiful part. Not many people vote in the primary. The primary early election begins February 21st, and election day is March 7th. And Barbara has a campaign. You look at it, votebarbara.com. Tomorrow morning, you can come down to the McDonald's, and she'll tell you the intersection at 9:30. Get involved. Change. This is your country. This is your state. These are your roads. Do not let them do this. Send a message and get involved and dump Cruzy and votebarbara.com.
And it's not just about the roads. I am your ticket to responsibility and representation. I'm not out here because I know the best way. I'm out here because you know what you want, and I'll hear it and do it. It's not about what I want. It's about what we want.
And Barbara will represent you, where Cruzy is a special interest politician, and he is representing the special interests. He's got $250,000 in his campaign. All that money comes from the folks that he's helped basically suck, you know, money and assets from you so that they can make more profits.
Sal, you're starting to sound a lot like her campaign manager. have you been approached about that one yet?
I was, but I can't because I'm dealing with too many campaigns.
Focused primarily just on the toll roads, and I'm I've got a lot more issues.
Right, no, I understand that because,
exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to be a one-note pony. Cause obviously.
Well, if we get Cruzy out, I'm not going to be appointed to the transportation board.
Do you think?
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, they wouldn't want to drop a hand grenade into their little circle of friends. I still have, is this same guy, Nate? Another gentleman. Okay, Nate in Austin, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Barbara, Sal, and John, how you doing?
Good.
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all are aware of the Envision Central Texas organization. They are a group of politicians and special interest developers and stuff. Basically, Envision Central Texas looks like it, to me, it's like a swingers club where these people can sleep together. Your earlier caller, Richard, and I went to one of their meetings, and they are all sitting there talking about how they're going to control our roads and a lot of other stuff involved in that, too. I don't know, if Barbara, are you aware of this organization?
No.
Okay, well, I would consider looking into it if I was you. Mike Cruzy's a part of it. He's a member of the board of directors.
And what's the name of the organization again?
It's envisioncentraltexas.org, I believe, is the website.
Okay.
And you can go there, click on the board of directors link, and it's like a who's who of the tolling authorities and Campo and Karen Sunlightner is a part of it, and just about everybody that's involved. And then they also have a link there that shows all of the companies that are involved. So basically, this is a little get-together group where they decide, how the citizens are going to run their lives.
Hey, Barbara, where is your get-together group tomorrow morning at 9:30?
Our get-together group is meeting at the corner of Highway 45 and I-35, just south of Round Rock. That's the Lewis-Henna Highway and I-35 at 9:30 in the McDonald's parking lot.
That's the real group. Forget about the Envision Central Texas and the Campo and all the other.
Oh, I would just want to put a spy or two into their group. I want to have a report back of every week of what these characters are up to. Nate, anything else?
I keep my eye on these folks, so yeah, I will definitely call in on it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. See, Barbara, we've been conditioned in this country, and I give an analogy. We know we need government. We need representative government. We used to call our politicians statesmen. We don't do that anymore. And basically, we've gotten a little bit lazy. I don't know what the voter turnout nationwide is for elections, but I've heard the analogy here that Bolivia has a higher voter turnout than anything here in the States. And we're dealing with the matrix here. We have been conditioned that we cannot affect change. We can't get together. We can't tell these politicians, look, this is the way this is going to happen, short of voting our own people in. Well, and I have never been one to play in the matrix. I do not want to get absorbed by that matrix. But I'm doing something that I've never done before, and that's crossing over, kind of plugging into that matrix, because standing on the outside of this,
you can't affect any change.
You can't do a doggone thing
exactly.
About it.
Exactly. When I was 18, I registered as an independent, and I used to go to both the Democratic and the Republican bloc meetings. And in each of those parties, they'd always try and get me to be the delegate, and I'd say, well, I'm sorry, I'm an independent. But I realized I wasn't able to affect as much change as I could unless I joined one.
Right.
And so I've said for years and years and years that if we really want to give a tax cut to people, then why don't we give them a tax credit for every block meeting they go to and every aspect of participation that they take in running our government.
So if we get a skinflint out there, you'd never have to pay a nickel because he'd always be involved in it.
He'd always be involved.
I like
exactly.
That concept.
I mean, those are the people who really do control the government. And it is possible. I've seen it. I've witnessed it in Colorado. We took Colorado back from our runaway elected officials. We made it so that any increase in taxes has to go before a public vote. I want to do that here. It's amazing.
Well, and accountability, and a lot of people don't know. We hear figures thrown around from time to time, but there's this disconnect as to public money that comes by way of taxes that are taken out of their pocket where it goes, where it's spent, how efficiently it's spent, who's being given what.
The IRS makes us detail that every single year. Why doesn't the government detail it to us on every level?
Well, lady, I don't know about you, but I haven't paid federal income taxes in 13 years, so I won't get into your tax issues here, but at any rate.
It's not. It is about taking back what is ours, and I've seen it work. I know it works. Colorado is well aware of the issues of the Denver International Airport, where they were doing renovations to Stapleton Airport to the day that it closed. And then the toll road that ran out of DIA, which is E-470, they made half, that was supposed to loop all around Metro Denver, and they made the western half of it through the affluent areas free. But to get from DIA to I-25 South, it's about $35. Now, Boulder County said, no, you can't put 470 through Boulder County. Well, the Department of Transportation held Boulder County, they extorted them. They said, we will withhold all funds for maintenance and new construction.
How do you think rich people hang on to their money?
By not spending it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I wanted to mention something. At TexasTollParty.com, we've been around for about 21 months, and we've got a network of tens of thousands of people throughout Texas. We've got emails and addresses and all that. So
I'm glad you brought that up because we've
made a huge difference. Like I said, we've stopped one toll road. We've slowed down some others. We've stopped another. We've 11 more. So we've actually made change happen, and that's what people really need to do. And in this case, there are a lot of folks that are grassroots that are running for office, and I want you to know who those folks are. One of them is Barbara Samuelson, here that's sitting with us here for District 52, but there are others as well. So if you go to TexasTollParty.com right now or any time in the next day or two, you send a message to Governor Perry, you'll get on our list. I want you to know who the good guys are. I've done the homework. We've gotten out questionnaires to these candidates, and these candidates will stand for accountability. They want to replace some of these tollers, and we need to. We need to send a message, because if we let these incumbents continue to win, then they'll continue to ignore us.
Oh.
And that's where we need it to affect change. And part of what Barbara's doing tomorrow is starting to get people involved in her campaign. But we've been doing it for almost 2 years. So.
Well, the biggest thing is overcoming the moment of inertia. That is the amount of energy it takes to get the ball rolling. Do not forget that this entire country became free because a small group of people were determined. We were outmanned. We were outnumbered. We had far less money than the British had. We had far fewer arms. We won. They overestimated their own capabilities and underestimated our determination.
With only 3% of the population.
With only 3% of the population. Now, my ancestors go back to the 1630s. And I'm not about to lose this country. Are you?
Yeah. Very well spoken. Very well spoken. Folks, and Sal, you were talking about this, that you guys have spread out. I mean, it started in Austin. And 21 months, I think, that was the number of months you threw out there.
Yes.
Now, inside of 21 months, you've got every major city in Texas now connected. You've got people getting together and organizing. They had to go through a process first of learning what was going on,
yes,
what was the basis of this. Once people started to spread that message, people were incensed. They absolutely couldn't believe that this was going on.
It's amazing what the truth will do.
Yeah, we had one person come up to me at the Capitol last spring. Her name's Terry Hall, and she said, "Hey, I'm from San Antonio. And they're trying to toll some of our public highways up there." And I said, "Well, you know, those things are fully funded already." She goes, no, they're not. I said, "Yeah, it's a double tax." No, they told us it's not. I said, "Trust me, it is." Well, anyway, Terry Hall went on to organize San Antonio. She's basically started her own group.
Great lady.
She's sort of a director there. And but it took months. And she finally came back to me and said, "Guess what? We've already paid for those roads." I said, "I know. This is what they do. They tell you you're not, but when you look at the real documents, they're playing a shell game with our money. All of TxDOT, like I said earlier, they say they have no money. We need to toll our roads. But what they're doing is they're taking away our expressways forever. These tolls will never come down. And toll roads have never been shifting a public highway to a toll road. And they said, we have no money. I saw documents. I have documents that show that they've got $2.8 billion. They're reserving that money to toll our public highways. This is not good government. This is not accountability. This is unacceptable. And people need to stand up, learn more about it, TexasTollParty.com, and go to, if you're in Williamson County, District 52, go to VoteBarbara.com and get involved.
Unplug from the milking machine. We are not the cash cow.
Well, we're going to skip this last break here. I've been looking at some of the information here that you've gathered. The General Accounting Office reports of state highway construction shows the median cost of road lane in the United States to be $1.6 million. Barbara, you talked about that earlier, per lane mile.
Per lane mile.
A look at the I-30 east of Austin shows it cost a whopping $7.6 million per lane mile, and San Antonio's 281 is a jaw-dropping $27 million per lane mile.
Isn't that amazing? For the first three, that's just for 3 miles of construction, I believe.
And what we're talking about here is contracts that, no bid contracts, they've already been awarded. There's a lot of stuffing in this. There's a lot of greasing of palms that are going around. And on your site, your blog?
Yeah.
Your blog here, I'm reading this stuff. And you have in here, I just lost it, talking about roads that are being built, I think, in Arizona.
Yes. Arizona, basically part of a solution, what Arizona's been doing is they build less highway miles and more arterial miles. They cost 90% less, and it's just a smarter way to go when you've got limited dollars. And if they're complaining that they have, limited dollars, well, then let's do some smart stuff instead of just giving away the store to construction companies that feed your campaigns. What? And by the way, Governor Perry calls this freeway tolling plan of his to toll our public highways. He calls it innovative financing.
And the whole idea of funneling everybody into a freeway is ridiculous. The Arizona model is so much more efficient because those arterial roads take you to where you want to go. I mean, you have to get off the freeway and still go where you want to go.
Right.
And with the toll roads, you're even going to have to backtrack just to get on the toll road, get off the toll road, and you'll have to backtrack or continue going where you need to go.
Well, and all of this, and I'm thinking about this.
There'll be fewer on and off ramps.
But that's just one solution. There's many solutions. By the way, people can get to my blog by going to TexasTollParty.com and clicking on the button that says News off to the left, and I update it almost every day.
All right. And by the way, the San Juan mayor said that And who is this? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, we went down to San Juan and we met with the mayor. She basically said that she's got a regional mobility authority there that wants to put a toll road literally diagonal to the middle of her city. And she said she's going to lay down in front of the bulldozer before she lets that happen. And Strayhorn went down there and she said, I'm going to come and lay down with you. So, you know,
Now Strayhorn's an important component of this.
Yes.
She's running for governor as independent, but she was the state comptroller.
That's right.
So she knows Texas Department of Transportation.
She's looked into it.
She has all this information. And when this lady shows up, I wouldn't want to be Mike Cruzy for any money in the world, and I sure wouldn't want to be Rick Perry right now. Because once the people find out, and all these people, and well, let me speak just for a second here about all you people that are locked up in politics.
Yeah, forget about that.
Forget about your politics here, folks. This has got nothing to do with it. I don't give a hoot and a holler if Rick Perry is a Republican or he's a Venusia from Venusian.
Well, he's
I don't
a former
care.
Democrat, too, so what is he?
Yeah, what is he? Well, he's just a bag man for whatever. But, folks, this is something that we can change, and we better start feeling our oats here. We better start pumping up and feeling our own strength, because we can do this. We can. I don't care if my opponent has $1 billion. If he is standing on lies, I'll beat him every time with the truth. But the problem is, you've got to get that truth out and expose this. And this is where this is coming in tomorrow, and I want to plug this again. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, at 45 and 35 up here, and just right on the border here of South Round Rock.
Louisiana
Boulevard and 35, right under the shadows of the beautiful toll road 45 with its ugly flyovers here. They're at 9:30 in the morning. The flyers are being printed. Richard's out right now picking up the flyers. We need enough volunteers to canvass Round Rock, Texas. Okay?
And make an impressive show that we care. Yeah. And we can do this.
And we got to know that you care, folks, because people that care, that want to keep enlisting other people to do stuff, positive stuff, their motivation is how many people they get involved. So, as you said, to get this
I don't ask
inertia,
for money. I ask for people.
There you go. Well, a politician not asking for your money, folks.
I never asked you for a dollar. I want your participation.
Tongue in cheek, I call you a politician.
And they
tongue
have,
in cheek.
And they have momentum. In the past week, about 50 volunteers have stepped up. So this is fast momentum, and it needs to happen fast because this primary is coming up. Every vote counts. Not many people vote in the primary. And like you said, we can no longer vote the party, but we need right. to vote the person. So we're finding these independent Democrats and these independent Republicans that really care about people, more populist type deals, and this new taxing driving tax of tolling our public highways is a ripoff, and we've got folks that we're endorsing.
It's a ripoff. It's felonious theft as far as I'm concerned.
We're still a two-party system, folks, but unfortunately, they're not called Republicans and Democrats. They're called truthful and liars. So
yeah,
align yourself.
Yeah, and
in numbers, in mass.
And the politicians are not getting the messages. The people that we have supposedly entrusted to run our affairs, and I liken that, my analogy has been the candy store. Here you are, you decide you want to do something, and you decide you want to open up a candy store. So you've got these great recipes, somebody slapped you on the back and said, oh, Fred, you ought to make this candy. This is really good stuff. So you decide, hey, I'm going to give it a crack. I always wanted to be my own business guy. So here you are. You're working 18 hours a day to build your business. You've got a nice business. You've been working 10, 12 hours a day once things start getting rolling. Well, after a while, you get a little tired. So you decide to hire a manager to take care of things. And you come in and you look at the books. And you check the cash in the cash register. Everything looks kosher, right? One day you show up. You're not only locked out of your own place. Your books have been cooked and your inventory has been stolen. That is what's happening to us, folks. We have hired managers that we have not been keeping an eye on. And right. when you find something wrong and you go and
to
for the redress
the correction.
And you want the information... Now, we're talking here lawsuits to block information from going out to the public. Now, how crooked does this have to be before you really get miffed about this, folks?
I mean, if you balance your checkbook and you find an error that the bank has made, you expect the bank to correct it. And we're talking about a bank that says, no.
No. Don't have to do it.
We're not even going to show you. We're not even going to show you your statement anymore.
And if you persist, we're going to call the cops and have you thrown in jail.
Yeah.
That's your candy store, folks, and they're ripping it off right now. I'll tell you what, we're coming to the end here. www.votebarbara.com.
B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Barbara.com. Sal, the site, Texas. You changed
TexasTollParty.com.
TexasTollParty.com. They changed it from Austin Toll Party, but you can still link over
yes.
if you've got that old address.
Yep.
What we're laying out here, folks, is a plan of action. A real plan of action with real people. Not multifaceted, multi-faced individuals, not deep pockets.
No slick campaigns.
No slicky campaigns. It's the people out there demanding what is theirs. So, are you going to get on board with it? Are you going to sit around and grouse and bitch and holler for the next year or two?
You all can do this. Every single one of you.
Every one of you can do it. So tomorrow morning at 9:30 at 45, that's Lewis Hanna Boulevard and 35, at 9:30 in McDonald's parking lot, bring out, you might want to bring out an umbrella or maybe a little raincoat and might get some sprinkles tomorrow.
Waterproof shoes,
whatever the case may be. This can't wait. Come rain or shine, hell or high water,
rain,
be there.
Rain, sleet, snow or shine.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Sal Costello, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
And any time that I can be of service to you, Barbara Samuelson, you just let me know.
Thank you very much,
sir. All right. And that'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Tune in next week because I got a whole bevy of good guests you're going to want to hear. Until then, God bless you. Roll up your sleeves. Get active. Don't let them deactivate you. Get rolling. We'll see you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.